This podcast is meant for mature audiences only and contains strong sexual language.
This is the Black and Kinky Lifestyle. With the bar and the bell.
All right, welcome to the Black and Kinky Lifestyle podcast, where we talk about our...
Fucking. That's what we talk about.
We talk about more than just fucking. Like, honestly, we don't even have a sticky pages for this episode.
So
clearly this lifestyle is a little bit more than fucking.
No, we haven't been fucking that much.
No.
I mean, we've been fucking each other.
Yes.
We just haven't been fucking other people.
Right. Right. I think since the cabin getaway, it's been a little dry.
Yeah.
I mean, which is fine. I mean, we've been busy and, you know, we got some things coming up. And we just, we just been chilling pretty much. But some folks are listening to us, and apparently there are. So I just want to give a shout out to that couple next door.
Yes.
Yes.
They retweeted us.
Yeah, they retweeted actually the topic for today. It was a blog post I had on Limp Dick.
Yeah.
And it's something that. And it's something that I thought was important to talk about. And so we're going to talk about that on this episode. And yes, that's right. We are talking about limp dick today. It is not a sexy topic, but I wrote a blog post about it. It's on Amore Getaway's website. It's the Bomber's five tips, five yes. actual tips for limp dick.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, you know, a lot of people have read it. I hope people found it helpful. But this episode will just go into a little bit more detail about the topic that I did not have the opportunity to include in that blog post. And it's really about the bells and the woman's perspective when it yeah. comes to limp dick. I really wanted to fit that in this episode. So we'll be talking about that. But first, and then, you know, we'll get in before we get into that. We'll talk about our hit list, which is really based on the Captain Marvel movie.
Yes.
Hit list, bitches.
It was awesome.
You liked the movie?
I did. I very much so enjoyed the movie. It was better than Wonder Woman.
You think so?
I know so. It was better than Wonder Woman.
Say a little bit.
Like,
more.
This is why
well,
DC
no spoilers, though.
Will never win. Like... DC will never be better than Marvel because they just do it better. It was about, I don't know what it's called, but like friendship love instead of romantic love.
Yes. Like platonic love. Like
Yeah. Like a lot of things.
Love.
Yeah. A lot of, I don't know. Romantic love is so heavily promoted in Western culture. And platonic friendship love is not as much. And I feel like we need that so much more. Like, I need that so much more than romantic love. And so instead of a natural, like, generally with these type of movies, there's a romantic story arc. And it wasn't. It was a friendship story arc, like a friendship love story arc. And so it was refreshing to see that. You know, it's refreshing always to see badass women doing the thing, especially dark-skinned women, which we don't see in, you know, those kind of heroic roles. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, they did it better.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'll definitely second that. Like, the whole, like, friendship love thing, I think is really important. And like you said, especially now, because I think when it comes to close friendships, that is the space we have to be our authentic selves. I think universally,
yeah,
friendships, close, meaningful friendships are the opportunities we have to not fear judgment. And even when it comes to romantic love, and it's interesting because I didn't even think about this till you mentioned it, but in the lifestyle, people are more free to be their authentic selves.
Yeah.
But I think for those who aren't in the lifestyle in romantic relationships, I'd say even in marriage, there's still a fear that you can't be your authentic selves. Like, you know, you can share with a friend, for example, if, you know, you're a married you know, married person and you saw somebody in the gym that you thought was really hot and they were right. not your spouse,
right.
you could share that with your friend. You might be able to share that with your siblings as well. But those kind of relationships are so valuable because they allow us to be authentic.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good that you mentioned that. All right, so let's talk about Captain Marvel. So Captain Marvel, I mean, we already mentioned that it was a good film, but who would we like to bang off of the Captain Marvel movie?
Samuel L. Jackson could get it at any age, any stage. It doesn't matter.
Okay. So whether it's Pulp Fiction or...
And that's purely off of personality. Mm-hmm. Like, just dripping with sauce. Like, I can't.
So I can imagine Samuel L. just like smashing it and just being like, you want me to bust a motherfucking nut in this motherfucking pussy? Like, I can totally hear that.
I'd be
shit.
Like, yes, absolutely, Sam. Do your thing.
All right, Samuel L. Jackson was an easy one. Brie Larson.
She's cute.
Like, I remember the first time I saw her was in that movie. What was it? Room? The Room?
Yeah.
She wasn't that hot in The Room.
Because she wasn't supposed to be hot.
I gotcha. I understand that. She is like super hot in this film. Like,
really?
Yeah, I was very attracted to it. Just these little, because there were a lot of close-ups and there were a lot of subtle movements she did with her facial expressions that I thought were really sexy.
Wait, so have you seen the new Endgame trailer?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean,
it's
I haven't
very
seen
spoilery.
It. Oh, okay. See, that's why I don't watch that shit.
Yeah, it's
like I haven't watched any kind of Game of Thrones trailers or like synopses or any shit because I refuse.
Well, I feel like HBO has mastered Game of Thrones trailers because you never know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
But like, as far as movies, Sony is terrible with it, and Marvel is not good at all with their trailers. But anyway, Brie Larson, who plays Captain Marvel, very sexy. You also liked Gemma Chan, who played one of
she's one of the Kree warriors. She had her head shaved and like her hair was purple.
Right.
She was just like sexy badass to me.
Yeah, she had like blue skin or something, right?
Yeah, it was something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she was, so yeah, I haven't seen her in anything else, but she was a sexy character.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Lashana Lynch, who played the dark skinned friend.
Boudreaux. What was it? Not Boudreaux.
Her name was like, gosh, no, it wasn't. But anyway, Lashana Lynch was the friend of.
That fucking 80s bowl cut was killing me, though.
Yeah, I didn't like that too much. But her skin is like super smooth. She's like this dark skin. She got this Nyonga, is that her name?
Lupita.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she got this Lupita smooth dark skin thing going on.
Mm-hmm. Don't you know, like, the more melanin you have, like, the more your skin is like rejuvenated.
Belle, I'm just thinking about her areola. That's really all I'm thinking about. Like, I really want to see. Like, it's this
with
is
the contrast. Like, if she has a super dark areola or
like
a light areola.
It wouldn't. No, it wouldn't be. No, it would be a dark. It would be a dark areola. It's just the question of how big the areola is in comparison to her breasts, and I bet they're perfect. And like, this movie was it had a very feminist theme, so I don't want to super sexualize these characters, but Lashana Lynch, I really want to see her breasts. Like, I really want to see them so bad. And that's all that's all I'm gonna say about that. But yes, that's our hit list.
Hitless
bitches. The topic is limp dick, and it's really about, you know, if you really want to hear or read about the tips I have for how to deal with limp dick, I'll leave the link to the blog post I had on the subject, but I won't go as heavily into them, but I really wanted to get the Belle's perspective and sort of talk against her about what happens when a guy either can't get it up or he goes soft in the middle of play. Yeah, because I think that women do not quite understand what happens when it comes to limp dick. And I'm just gonna I'm just going to give a disclaimer. When I talk about limp dick, I'm not talking about erectile dysfunction. Erectile dysfunction in the sense that I'm not talking about it as the physical condition, mm-hmm. because erectile dysfunction, a lot of times it's a blood flow issue. Mm. And in that case, I'm not talking about that. And I think in most cases when dudes go soft, it's really not a blood flow issue. It's a psychological and mental issue. Mm-hmm. Because if you talk to any of these guys, they'll tell you they don't have a problem getting it hard when it comes to porn. But for some reason during play, something goes wrong every now and again. For some guys, it's more common and more frequent. For other guys, it comes out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm one of those guys where it's not something that happens frequently, but sometimes it hits you and it's just there and you're just like, what the fuck is going on? And it's those particular instances I'm talking about. So not the physical blood flow issue, because the internet is full of advice on what to do to improve your cardiovascular system and all that bullshit about eating right and exercise. I'm so tired of hearing about that bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, eat right and exercise. No, motherfucker. Like, people eat right and exercise and they still run into this issue. So that's not really what's going on. It's important to eat right and exercise, but that's still not going to solve the psychological aspect of limp dick. So you know, take this advice as you may and take this discussion as you may, and take my 5 tips on the blog post as you may. I'd love to get your feedback, but please email us if you have any reaction to this. But first I want to just start this off by asking the bell. When a guy goes soft for you,
yeah,
what is it that goes through your mind? Like, what's the response? Like, when you see that he might be having trouble, like, what's the indicator for you? Like,
I mean, when a guy goes soft, it's like, oh, shit. Because, well, I'll say this. It depends on when the softness occurs. Like, if we're fucking and then he goes soft, that's definitely an aw shit. If, like, we're not fucking yet, but, like, I'm giving him head or something like that and he can't get hard or something like that, then it's like, all right. which we'll talk about, but I try to pull out the tricks. This is if, you know, he can't get hard. Like, I'm, you know, trying to pull out the tricks and figure out, you know, what he needs, or if he needs his wife or mm-hmm. girlfriend, whoever, or something like that. So trying to figure out what the issue may be there. And then if we're fucking and he goes soft, like I have a tendency, or I find that guys try to, like, do stuff to keep it going. And at this point, it's like neither of us is enjoying this. So let's just not.
So what kind of things do you see guys trying to do to keep it going that really kind of turn you off?
Like, oh, well, that's often where the clit smacking will happen. which, fuck that shit. Or, like, they'll try to, like, you know, have me hold their dick, like, while trying to insert it. And it's just very awkward. And it's like, no, that's not, I can't, I don't want to do this. Mm-hmm. You know, like, trying to stroke it and insert it at the same time. And
so they're like trying to force it inside.
Yeah, you. Yeah. Because it's soft. So it's not going to insert
it
easily.
Needs assistance.
It needs assistance. Stay straight. Yeah, to stay straight, to go inside. And so I was just like, no.
Okay. So what I'll say to that is, you know, I've never asked a woman to help me, like, keep it straight so that it'll go in. But I found myself in certain situations trying to force it in when it's not hard enough. Because in my mind, what I'm thinking is, if I can just get myself started, like, if I can get myself started in a rhythm, it's sort of like I can trick my brain into knowing that, oh, okay, we're fucking now. So this thing needs to get hard. Like, if I'm going in and outside of you, like, if I'm fucking you, that's supposed to arouse me. It's supposed to get me harder. And sometimes that has worked.
Oh, okay.
You know, sometimes it's just, you know, but it depends on how hard you are. Like, if I'm at like 70% and I do that, most of the time I'm going to be fine. If I'm like at 40%, 30%, I'm forcing it. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of guys have a tendency to think that that strategy is going to work.
Yeah.
And I think for you, if you have to step in and help, it's already sort of bringing on a turnoff for you. And
yes.
It's sort of getting annoying.
Absolutely.
So can you tell me what exactly goes through your head when a guy goes soft? Like, do you take it personally? Do you sort of see it as something you're not doing? Because I think in my view, I, and from what I've heard from other podcasts and from other women, and sometimes the reaction that I've gotten from you is that you think it might be about you, something you might be doing wrong. Is that the case? Or
I think it depends. And I think it definitely depends whether I take it personally about how I'm feeling about myself that day and how attractive I feel that the guy is or attracted to him I am. Like, if I'm super attracted to him and it doesn't work, like, it's all me. Like, oh, I must have done something, like, or I didn't do something or something happened. But if it's like, you know, I mean, I think it's psychological for me too. So if it's like an ego thing and like I'm attracted to him, but like I'm like just like, oh, like I'm just gonna fuck this nigga up. Like, oh, that ain't me. Like, that's on him. Like, yeah, like my pussy was good. So right. I don't know what problems you got over there, but it don't have nothing to do with me.
Right. Right.
So it depends.
It depends. So basically, if the guy is like, if you're into the guy and the guy, I mean, if the guy is into you and you're into the guy.
Yeah.
And something goes wrong in that department, you think you'd be more likely to think it's about something you've done wrong physically.
Yeah. Like, I feel like if it's like a mutual attraction, like I'll think it's more about me. But if it's like the guy is really, really into me, like I like, and I don't, I mean, like, who doesn't? But like, I like fucking guys that are like super into me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I feel like
they can get like nervous or something.
Yeah, they can get nervous, or that like they're afraid to disappoint me or something like that, or not, you know, feel like they can't, you know, they want to give me all the pleasure, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so then they get in their heads.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's a great point. Because, you know, I think there was a friend of mine who shared with me that he had met a really famous, he's an attractive guy, he met a really famous porn star, and he actually got the chance to sleep with this woman.
Mm-hmm.
But he could not perform. Mm-hmm. And what I suspect had happened was, like, he was super into her, but, you know, after watching her fucking get DP'd and get, you know, fucked by dudes with 10-inch penises and, mm-hmm. like, she takes it like a champ. He's in, you know, she's, like, getting lifted up and spun around and fucking thrown across the room and caught by another dick. Like, she's sort of, she's sort of been there and done that. And so it could be intimidating. And I'm sure that if people know that, you know, you're the bell and, you know, you have this podcast, it could be super intimidating to them. And so in that case, you can sort of suspect that, well, it's really not about you, it's about them and their response to, you know, and their nervousness.
Please don't be intimidated by me. Like, I am a regular girl that just likes dicks. So
and she likes getting penetrated. So this is what's important to understand. So
I'm gonna tell you what not to do is not to be like, oh, I went soft, let me eat you out for 20 minutes. That's what the fuck you don't do. Because I'll be like, no, sir. Remove yourself.
Okay. Well, so I think some women would be
okay with that. Yes. I'm talking about the bell.
So the bell. So, well, let's talk about that a little bit. I mean, if a guy goes... so if a guy goes soft.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand that you know, the bell is not busting a nut without being penetrated.
Nope, not gonna do it.
But let's accept the fact that there are some guys out there who aren't going to be able to penetrate you. And I talk about this in the blog post. Like, for some guys, if you go soft, sometimes the best thing you can do for yourself, if nothing is working, is just accept that you're not having intercourse.
Yeah.
Just accept that and then figure out something else. So now I'm going to throw this at you, Belle, and ask, what's the best thing a guy can do if he's not able to penetrate you and we're in a playing situation?
There are actually several things you can do besides eating my pussy. One is definitely if your finger game's strong. I love a good fingering. That can definitely work some wonders. A vibrator. I'm all about a vibe. That's a quick nut. Like, yeah, if you just really have to get me off, like, pick up that vibrator. And then I love a cuddle. Like, I don't have to be fucking 24/7. Like, I don't have to be fucking the whole time while people are playing. Just, like, cuddle me, spoon me, and rub on my titties. Like, rub on my booty. I'm good.
Yeah. And we've explained certain sticky situations, sticky pages, sticky pages where a guy just, he wasn't going to be penetrating you for 30 minutes. You know, there's some guys who had to take breaks, you know.
Shit, I need a break. What? Yeah. Like, my pussy need a break too?
Right. Right. Belle, I'm so glad you shared that. Because I never thought for a second one of the potential solutions can be for guys out there who do have a problem. One of the backups you can use is to fucking bring a vibrator with you.
Yeah.
Or if your wife or your partner, if you have one, has her vibrator. And I hope Chloe's listening to this because I feel like she brings a fucking vibrator.
She does. It's in our go bag. It's in the go bag.
Like, that could be, like, you're out. Like, yeah. Don't feel pressured to feel like you have to be the dick. Like, for Belle, that's the ideal. But plan B can still be there.
Bust out that battery-operated boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to be on 20-minute recovery mode with you. So, right. Like, you know, then you're good. Because right. By the time you get it back together, I'll be ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Belle, what have you tried to do when a guy had a problem getting it up? Like, what has been so you mentioned thinking about whether or not he needed his partner.
Yes.
But what have been some things you've tried, and be really honest here, whether it worked or not. What are some things you've tried to do?
Oh, well, I won't say it rarely works, but definitely, like, sucking him off, like, that'll be my go-to. And I've had instances where, like, he'll get hard from that, from the blowjob, but then when he tries to fuck, then it still goes soft. So yeah, that, you know, basically blowjob is my go-to.
Right. Right. I'm glad you mentioned that. So I'm not going to belabor this because I think we went through some of my points already. But I wanted to talk about some things for the ladies, mm-hmm. when it comes to a guy not being able to get it up, and some of the things that have really thrown me off. So there have been times where I've had trouble, and one of the things a woman... So there are some things that women do that helped and some things that women did that didn't help. So I'll say... So let's just get this principle out of the way. When a guy is hard and he's fucking... Mm-hmm. The more aroused he is, mm-hmm. the more intense the fucking. So the thrust may get more stronger. Like, right. They might increase in power. They might increase in frequency and speed. Mm-hmm. I think that there are some women out there, in my experience, that assume that given that observation, mm-hmm. that if they're more intense with their movements, mm-hmm. whether it be a blowjob, whether you're going down on them.
Yeah.
If they're more intense, then he'll get more aroused. Mm. And for me, that has not proven to be the case at all. Like if my dick is soft, and I'm like I'm saying really soft, like don't think that you can jerk that shit to death in order to get it hard. It's not gonna like, or you can blow it or deep throat it to death and it's gonna get hard. That's usually not how it works. Like you have to sort of tease it a little bit, and not treat it like it's rock hard. Like I think for a lot of guys, this can do one of two things, because I think in some to some degree women try to force it. And the thing is, if you try to force it in an effort to get him hard, for me, this is the problem I have. One, if you try really hard and I see you trying really hard and it doesn't work, I'm fucked up. Like, I'm like, I failed, you failed, we both failed. This isn't gonna fucking work. We're done. And I'm just fucked up.
Well, at one point, I'm just gonna leave.
Yeah. And that's the thing. So,
it's not gonna be no hard feelings. It's not gonna be no, oh, he ain't shit, nothing like that. It's just gonna be like, this isn't working right now. That's okay. I'm gonna go get some dick somewhere else.
Right. Well, if we're in a group setting.
Yeah, if we're in a group setting, yeah.
Right. I think in a group setting it's a little easier to do that. And it's probably one of the reasons why we haven't had many one on one dates.
I mean, even then I still went and got some dick somewhere else.
Yeah, for me, right?
Yes. Yes.
So I think that the way you might respond to it, if for example, I think if women feel like it's all about them, right? Even if you feel like it's all about you and it's not about your disappointment in his like soft dick, the way you respond, whether it's like you're like, oh, fuck, or you're like sighing, or you're just like, this is some bullshit, he can interpret that.
Yeah, but I never, or at least I try not to, respond in a way that's disappointing. I never try to be disappointed, because dick is never guaranteed. Like the only dick that's guaranteed is yours. So I'm not disappointed. Like, it's not like, you know, I mean, if you've been in the lifestyle long enough, like, you're gonna run into this. Like, you're gonna run into a guy who, for whatever reason, is not able to perform. And, like, to me, like, that's okay. Like, it's like, all I gotta do is open my legs. Like, literally, that's all I have to do. Even if I'm not wet, you can slap some lube up there and we good.
Yep, that's right.
Like, so, I understand that it's more challenging for a guy to be ready to perform. And like, these are different situations. Like, you know, these aren't your typical situations that a lot of guys have been used to performing in. You know, they're either seeing their wife get fucked, or like there's a whole bunch of people around fucking, or there's all these noises, or there's just people around that maybe they're not attracted to, that they're afraid might want to come for their dick. You know, it's just like all this shit that can just ruin a good dick. And so I'm never like, I'm never fucking with this dude again because he can't, you know, perform or whatever. It's just like, I'm like, okay, this is a thing that happens and that's fine. You know, I understand what's going on. I'm gonna spend a little bit of time like seeing if we can work this out, but I'm not gonna spend my whole night trying to work this out, and then I'm gonna move on to the next.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that we can't play again in the future. You know, it doesn't mean that like you're, you know, X'd off of my list or anything like that. And I'm not gonna create a complex for you. Like, I'm gonna make sure whatever I do, like, I'm not creating a complex for you, because like, you know, guys will be like, I'm so sorry, like, this never, you know, I'm like, whatever. Right. Like, I was like, my response is always like, it happens. Don't make a big deal about it. You know, let's do this, that, or the other, or let's get another drink. Like, let's chill, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, but I'm not going to be like, oh, no, like, you know, you're horrible, whatever.
Right. And I just want to, I'm so glad you mentioned that as far as what kind of distractions can precipitate like the soft dick thing. Because one of the things that I just heard off a recent podcast by the Priori Society, shout out to the Priori Society podcast. But they mentioned that, you know, we only do same room play. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And same room and separate room play have, you know, costs and benefits. One of the main down points of same room play is that your partner and somebody else are playing and you're playing with their partner, right?
Yeah.
Assuming you're full swapping. The thing is that there is a natural, like almost unspoken progression in play. Usually it starts with the girls getting oral sex or the guys getting oral sex, mm-hmm. right? That's usually like almost how it always happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point people start fucking.
Yeah.
The thing is that if you are in the middle of oral and your partner starts to fuck and like this dude is really hitting your wife or your girlfriend out, like she's busting nuts and you're still like on like, oh, I'm just now getting this chick wet.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of distraction can be huge. That could really fuck up a guy. That could really be the distraction that's that sort of keeps him from getting hard, because it's almost like, even though we don't like to talk in the lifestyle about like comparisons and how this isn't a race, still like there's like you still want to be on like you want to be in sync,
yeah,
between the four of you. And so that can be a big problem. So I just want to acknowledge that, because that's something I didn't think of until I heard that podcast. So shout out to the Priori Society for mentioning that as one example of something that can really, really throw you off.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think Belle, you had mentioned some really great ideas as far as guys pulling out other tricks out of their bag in terms of making sure that they are not hard dick dependent in yeah. terms of making sure that their play partner has a good time. One thing that I feel that's really important to mention is supplements and drugs. Because there's a lot of guys out there that are listening to this that are saying, listen, Bomber, like, I feel what you're saying, Belle, I feel what you're saying. I still want my dick to get hard. I need something real to fix this problem. And I totally respect fellas for you know, I totally respect it. And I'm in the same boat with you. And I think this was something else that was mentioned that very much consistent with what I mentioned in the blog post. But there was this phrase that they use, and I want to use it here, and it's sort of called like a safety net I'll call it the hard dick safety net.
Yeah.
Because I feel like in the swinger lifestyle, like you said, you have all these variables, right?
Right.
First of all, you might be in a situation where other people are in a room and, you know, you can fuck your partner fine on your own. But then all these other things get in the way. Around having a new partner, and also you gotta fucking put a condom on.
Yeah,
like let's fucking keep it real. A condom sucks. Like if we could have unprotected sex without the threat of pregnancy and STDs, we would. We really fucking would, because mm-hmm. raw sex fucking rules. And your dick knows the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And your pussy knows the difference
it
too.
Sure does.
Pussy gets wetter with raw sex, dicks get harder with raw sex. We know it's true, but in a lifestyle we gotta use condoms. So I would urge those guys out there to invest into making sure they know the right condoms to use. But outside of that, let's talk about drugs and supplements. So there are a lot of supplements out there. I talk about them on the blog post. You know, there are rhinos, horny goat weed. There's a lot of other stuff you can get at sex shops. I'd say talk to your doctor about these things. You know, if you have certain blood-related issues, it can be problematic. Some of these aren't FDA approved, but they can really help in terms of making sure that you get stiffer, longer-lasting erections. So, you know, I wouldn't, you know, I've done them before and they've worked well for me. I haven't, you know, I hadn't had any issues with them. But they're also used by me very seldom. I don't go crazy with them. There's also, you know, the blue pill, Viagra. Listen, this is not unusual. A lot of guys use Viagra. Again, I would talk to your doctor about using Viagra or Cialis. I hear Cialis is probably rated better because Viagra, I feel like, lasts for a few hours. Cialis can go as long as like 12 hours or something.
Oh, damn.
But the difference between it and Viagra is Viagra, if that shit has your dick hard, like, it's just going to be hard. And and there, it's so uncomfortable. Like, we really take for granted how important having the ability to get a flaccid dick is. Like, having a hard dick for like 6 straight hours, that shit is so fucking uncomfortable. Cialis is not quite like Viagra. I feel like you have more control.
Wait, so even after you fuck, it's hard?
It's still hard.
Oh.
Yeah, I've heard horror stories where you know, couples will try for hours just to get it down, like not even trying to fuck for pleasure, just to get that shit down, like put the porno on extra blast.
Are you aroused the whole time, or your dick is just hard?
It's just hard.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just uncomfortable. It's sort of like having a I can imagine. I haven't had the experience, but I can imagine it like having a cock ring on. I've fallen asleep with a cock ring on and forgot it was on.
Mm-hmm.
And the cock rings are also an effective method that folks might want to try out, but you got to take that shit off. Because I've woken up in the middle of the night and realized the hard way, pun fucking intended, that I still had that fucking cock ring on, and my body was like, yo, you have, my dick was like screaming at me, get this fucking thing off. Yo, it's it's serious. So that's what I'll say about that. Taking like drugs like Viagra, Cialis, or some of the supplements, they can be your safety net in the lifestyle. Just in case something like distracts you, that stuff will usually save you and make sure that you're not having a problem. And again, shout out to that couple next door, because I think it was the couple next door that mentioned that, J&K, fucking episode 41, Jesus Christ, that was just a really sexy episode. But they mentioned Viagra in that episode, and I really respected it, because it clearly fucking helped them out. Like, even, mm-hmm. you know, even though we talk about these drugs, like, you know, be careful. Like, they can help you out. But again, I'll say, check with your doctor. Make sure it's okay. They can work wonders, but they can also, like, do some health damage. So just make sure you're not vulnerable to that stuff. Let's talk about what we did this weekend.
We went to a meet and greet in Falls Church, in Virginia, and we had gone to this meet and greet before, and we had a good time, so we decided to go again. And if some of y'all follow us on Instagram and Twitter, you saw one of the options for the outfit that I was wearing. The poll pulled the leopard skirt outfit, and I did end up wearing that, and it was a very big hit. I think a lot of people enjoyed seeing me in that outfit. And it made my ass, that skirt look made my ass look super fat.
Belle, you were so, so sexy at this meet and greet. I mean, maybe I'm biased, but you were the most attractive woman.
Oh, lies.
Like, you were very hot. So
there were some very sexy ladies there.
There were.
It's a very handsome gentleman.
Okay, so, well, so I mean, so I'll let you go on, but I'll just say that I thought it was a good touch for us to just, you know, I think you have a hard time choosing outfits.
I always have a hard time choosing outfits.
So, you know, we might make a habit of like posting that, you know, a poll around which outfit Belle should wear at the meet and greet, at meet and greets in particular, and maybe at other events. But we really do appreciate the folks out there who responded and who gave their feedback on what Belle should wear, because it certainly took the pressure off of my ass. Who has I'm like, it doesn't matter what you put on. Just it's going to look
it
good.
Does matter. Because like, so like, if we're going to a club or something, or we're going to a party, it's a little bit easier because... like, I know I'm going to be around, like, all lifestyle people, and we're probably going to fuck. So, like, I know I can, you know, be over the top or whatever with my outfit. Like, I could, you know, look like a professional sex worker. but when we go to meet and greets or, like, dates, like, they're going to be vanilla people around. And, like, I want to be sexy, but I don't want to be, like... I don't want to be like, is she a hooker? Like, right. So, you know, so it's, you know, finding that balance between what's, you know, sexy and suggestive, but not pornographic.
Right. Well, pornographic is a strong word. I think you don't want to
look. My titties can be pornographic sometimes.
Well, okay, maybe softcore pornographic. but no, I think you don't want to look slutty at a meet and greet.
Right. I mean, there are definitely times that I want to be hashtag super slut. Thanks, Mrs. Jackson. but not all the time.
Right, right. And certainly, yeah, and certainly not at a meet and greet.
Right.
Where
I don't
want to
be super
mixed.
Slut. Hashtag right. Super slut at the meet and greet, where it's like it can be very casual. It can like there's a whole range of outfits. Now I'm always gonna lean towards more dressed up because like that's just my vibe. But I still don't want to look like I'm out of place. Yeah, so we went to the meet and greet. We got there early because. You like that shit, I don't know why. And we met some people. We met the people that run the meet and greet, which I don't think we met them the last time. And then we met some couples that we had met before. And we met a few new couples, too. We hung out with a few new couples. And some couples we had been, like, chatting with, hadn't seen in person yet. We met some of them as well. So all in all, I thought... it was a good night.
Yeah. No, I thought it was a good night, too. I mean,
No, you were disappointed.
Well, I was disappointed because we did, you know, we go to these meet and greets. The thing is, the first time we went, it was like, it was just a meet and greet, and I went there not expecting anything.
Right.
And I think... and
it
I'm
still just a meet and greet.
Right.
Time.
And it was the same goddamn meet and greet, but I had... I don't know what it was. I think I had been talking to a few couples before we got there. And I thought something would pop off this time because we were more prepared. But nothing really popped off.
No.
But it was fine. I mean, it's a good event. We saw some old friends and we met some new friends. We weren't as diligent about exchanging contact information.
No, I don't think we exchanged. I know folks asked us like, what was our screen name or whatever on SLS, and we told them, but we weren't like intentional about exchanging information.
So I know why I wasn't intentional about that, but why weren't you?
I don't think I ever am. Like that's just not my thing. Be like they'll be like, oh, who are you on SLS? And I'll be like, oh, such and such, cool. That's it.
Yeah.
Because I don't run our site, so it's not like I'm not looking them up.
Yeah, true.
So
I'm usually the one to do that.
Yeah.
But I decided this time around that I wasn't going to be as diligent with it. And the reason why is because the last time I was, it didn't really lead to anything.
Yeah.
Like I would reach out to a couple, say, hey, you want to hang out this weekend? They'd be busy. And then I'd try it one more time. And then, you know, they'd be busy again. And then I'm like, okay, I'm just going to let it go. Like, I'll try two times. Like, we will invite you to something two times.
I think I better let it go.
Exactly. I let it go after that. At that point, I take it as one, you're not interested, or two, you don't see it as worth the effort, which is both of those options are totally fine. Right, I don't want to hold it against people because sometimes we're like that. Like somebody will like throw out something and we just won't respond to it because the timing isn't right or whatever. We just don't feel like it's worth even the effort.
Yeah.
So I wasn't, but we met some really attractive couples. Like I'm not even going to lie. There were some couples where I was just like, I really want to see them again, but I'm kind of done with that.
You know? But you'll probably see him again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And probably see him again.
And that's when I'll shoot my shot. Yeah. When we see them again. But I'm just not going to go out of my way sending people messages and shit. It just doesn't go anywhere. And we discovered we're not the kind of couple who likes to spend a lot of time sending messages back and forth without meeting.
Yeah. I don't chat. You're the chatter.
Yeah.
And I don't chat. Like, I sound really lazy. It's like, it's really not that. It's just more about, I think I'm an in-person vibe person.
Okay. Well, yeah. I would agree with that. You're not a chatter.
No, I'm not a chatter.
Yeah. And, yeah, no, I'm the chatter. And that's fine. I think for most couples, there's like one main chatter that we found. There are a few exceptions to that rule. But
I feel like people be faking the chat too.
What do you mean?
Like their personality sometimes can be different in the chat than it is in person. And then you get in person, I'm like, who are you?
No, I think that's somewhat like ubiquitous. Like people even on social media are completely different than they are in person. Right. So I think
but that's why I don't think I like to spend my time.
See, with chatting, I was talking to you about this in the car. Like, when it comes to chatting, like on Kick, like, I'm really using it for two purposes. One, I'm trying to figure out if you're crazy or not, right? Before we meet.
I know you said if you're crazy or if they're a real couple.
Right.
You never think anybody's a real couple.
Well, I just, there's so many times where people just, the lifestyle can get weird. And, like, I've become very vigilant. You know, like if you're making too many excuses and we not meeting.
He'd be like, they're not a real couple. What do we know? How long they've been together? Are they married? I don't think they're a real couple. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like shit happens.
I need to see certifications and shit.
And see, I give people the benefit of the doubt more often than you do. Like, I'll be like, it could be this or it could be that. That's also my Gemini personality, but.
Okay. Okay, we're not going to talk about your Gemini personality right now, your two-faced personality.
What?
Yes.
No, that I can see things from multiple sides, thank you.
Oh, is that the... Okay, is that what we're calling it now?
Yes!
Okay, all right, fine. Fine, it's just interesting that, like, you don't chat much, but, like, I'm, like, if I've put out multiple invitations that haven't been responded to or haven't been taken seriously, I'm out of the chat. Like, yeah. I will leave the chat.
And you won't even tell me.
No, well, because you really don't need to know because you don't chat anyway, so it doesn't even matter.
But I still need to leave the chat.
Yeah. And it's really because I will forget who people are if we don't meet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll just forget who you are and it's just better if we just stop. So anyway, we met some cool couples there, met some friends there. I almost went to jail.
I was like, that was my highlight.
I almost went to jail. I'm not gonna lie. Like all the dudes that are listening to this right now, like, have you?
It wasn't my fault. It wasn't.
No, it wasn't your fault. It wasn't your fault.
I mean, I fucked up before, but this time it wasn't my fault.
It wasn't you. It was probably more my fault. Because like, you ever had that moment where you're talking to somebody and you give them this look? And you know that they might be the reason why you go to jail.
No, you were on the precipice of a nigga moment.
Yeah, I was gonna have a nigga moment, but the dude I was talking to wasn't even black. So,
but it doesn't matter. Like, you were literally dancing on the edge of a nigga moment.
Yeah,
and it was a white dude that brought you back.
Yeah, it was a white dude I was about to have the nigga moment with, and it was a white dude that saved me from the nigga moment, which just really brings us to the inevitable conclusion that race really doesn't matter all that much when it comes to this drama shit. Like, mm-hmm. somebody can take you in, somebody can take you out.
Yeah,
they could be your color, they could be somebody else's color, but let's just, Belle, why don't you just introduce all the moments that happened before I came on the scene?
So we were talking to a cute couple that did have a room, and like you know just figuring out their vibe, and I saw this like really young white dude walk up behind me and like just like stand by the wall, right? And didn't even think nothing of it, and then I think the couple went to the bar or something, and you went to the restroom, right? And so then this little white boy starts talking to me, and he's like he was super drunk, like, and he was trying to say something about his friend who was at the bar, and something about like a bet they had made, and like, and then he was asking me like, what did I think of his friend? And I was like, who are you? Like, what's happening here? Like, I was just very confused because he wasn't being coherent, like, in what he was trying to ask me. And so I think at some point you came back over because you saw that it was like a kind of iffy situation. Mm-hmm. And so then the dude backed up, like he just backed up and like went away. And so, and then I went to go get my jacket and my purse, which is like in like a little booth. And so I sat down to like collect my stuff and get my jacket. And so then the other friend comes up to me and he was like, so yeah, like we're from Indiana and you know, me and my friend, we didn't know what was going on. Cause this was, the meet and greet was in a hotel bar. And so he was like, me and my friend were just getting some drinks here and it was all these people and like, we were hearing stuff. Like, are you a swinger? And I was like, well, yeah. He was like, so everybody here is swingers? I was like, well, you know, some people are interested and some people do it. It just depends. And then he was like, so like, what are you looking for? Like, what are you here looking for? And I was like, I'm just here to meet people. Like, I'm just here to meet people, have a good time, blase, blase. No, then he asked me, so like, what would it take for like you to get with me? And then at this point, you came back.
Yeah. And what so I was not part of this conversation. All I see is this young man. And there's a few things I took in immediately. Now, it had nothing to do with the fact that he was white. I want to make sure everybody knows that. This had nothing to do with that. But it had everything to do with the fact that he was vanilla. He was young. Mm-hmm. He was male. And he had already been talked, like this, these two had talked to you before and walked away when I came on the scene.
Yeah.
So clearly they knew that I was there and that I was not, and they weren't interested in talking to me, but yeah. I was a part of you. Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think I did say something like I'm here with my husband or something like that. I think they're asking, you know,
and I don't know if they understood that, because here's what happened. So they're talking to you and then I literally get between you and him. Like, I cut him off. Mm-hmm. And now he's talking to me. He just totally switched it up. Like, he wasn't even talking to you. Now he's having a conversation with me. And the thing is that I wasn't part of your whole interaction. Right. All I see is this boy who is trying again to talk to you. And the reason why I had a problem with it was because he was vanilla. And I feel like he was making some assumptions about this. This is,
yes, see, he was. He was.
And this is what I already mentioned this before when we talked about our top, like, I don't know, it was like top five moments of 2000, bottom five moments of 2018.
Yeah.
And one of them, the number one worst moment happened because there was a vanilla person making judgments about swinger people.
Right.
And here we are again, except this time it is a male. So now I'm in his face, right? And I'm talking to him, and I realize he's drunk,
very drunk.
And I've had a few drinks as well. So I am, you know, I'm talking to this dude and, you know, I'm trying to be cordial, but he's not really making a lot of sense. So I have on green beads, and at the time, you know, everybody put on beads, and the beads either meant that you were a single male, a single female, or, you know, a dude in, you know, a person in a relationship. Now, I had on a green beads, and the green beads signaled that I was in a relationship, and my wife had on green beads. You had on green beads too as well, Belle. And so this is the point at which I was about to have a nigga moment. And for those of you who don't understand what a nigga moment is, it's the point at which all logic sort of goes out the window and you are at a point where you're about to make a decision that's probably going to throw your life away because somebody has stepped to you the wrong way, somebody disrespected you, or you just had to, you had to put somebody on the correct path, as far as getting respect for yourself. And the point at which I almost had a nigga moment, the point at which I was about to do something that would potentially throw me in prison or throw me in jail rather, was the point at which he was looking at my beads. Now remember, I think purple beads meant that. Was
blue
it blue?
Beads, yeah.
Blue beads meant that you were a single male.
Yes.
And green beads meant that you were married.
Right.
So he kept,
or in a couple.
In a couple, yes. So he kept he was pointing at my chest. He wasn't touching me, but he was pointing at my chest and he was like, "So you have the color blue on. So that means you're a blue, like that means you're a single male."
Right, because he was confused because the name, we had name tags on and the name tags had colors on them. And so he was confused between the name tags and the beads. But continue.
Yes, and I did not know that. Mm-hmm. Like what I had taken is that I'm telling him like, no, I don't have blue beads. I have green beads. And he was like, no, it's blue. The moment he said that it was blue, I had made a decision in my mind that this was no long, this conversation wasn't going to continue.
Right. Yeah.
So I said, all right, well, you know what? It was nice meeting you. Gave him a handshake. And then I started to walk away. And I think that he kept saying, no, you're wearing blue. You're a single male, right? Like you're being weird. And
yeah,
then
he
I
was
like,
you're weird, bro. You're being weird. You're being weird, bro. I was like, what is he talking about?
And I think it was at that point where I was like, okay.
Well, then the other dude stepped in.
Because I looked at the other dude and I'm like, because I was looking around for blue beads because I think a part of me was like, am I confused? Do I have blue beads on? So I looked at, there was a single male around that had blue beads on and I saw his beads and I was like, okay, so those are blue. So I pointed at his beads and he was looking, the single male was looking directly at me because he knew what was happening.
Right.
He understood what was happening. And what was happening was I was about to destroy this man. Like I was done. Like I wasn't going to make any conversation. I wasn't going to talk him down. I was just like, this dude, I felt like he was disrespecting me by telling me I had blue beads on when I had green beads on.
Yeah.
And
like,
so,
cause he was trying to say like, dude, what are you doing? You're not her man.
Right.
Like that was basically maybe his thought process.
Right.
Like I'm trying to talk to this woman. Like, why are you stepping in?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you a single male. You not. That's not. You know.
Right.
You're not her man. So what are you doing?
Right. Right. And so the single male. So I hope he got pussy that night because he really did save the day because this would have been terrible.
Yes,
for Lynn's event, it would have been terrible.
For
it just
us.
Would have been a terrible. For us, yes. Because I'm damn near 40, and this dude was probably in his 20s.
Yeah.
And so, like, here it is. He would have been bloodied up, and like I would have went to jail. Like, there's no way around that shit. Doesn't matter who started this shit or not.
Right.
So, you know, the single male comes along and he like gets in between me and this white dude, and he's like, I shouldn't say white dude, I should say young red faced drunk dude. And he like, you know, says, "Yo, dude, just back off."
Yeah, he was like, "All right, you've had a good time. Yeah, like it's time to go home.
Yeah,
like,
have a nice day." Yeah, and then and then the drunk dude said something insulting about his hair.
Right.
And the single white dude, he turns around, and I'm like, "This is when I knew single dude just he didn't have a lot. He didn't have as many drinks as I did."
Yeah.
Because if he did have as many drinks as I did,
he would have popped off.
He would have popped off, and then I would have popped off right with him, and then we all would have went to jail.
Right.
But he played it really cool, and we just all walked away, and, you know, that was that. But then the bell told me later on. It was about those colors. That's what really what set me off. Yeah. And then you explained later on, it really wasn't the beads he was pointing to. It was the outlining of my name tag.
Right.
And that and the thing is, I could have just explained that to him. It wouldn't have been a big deal. But, you know.
But you was on old Avenger vigilante mode because you thought like he was messing with me. And while they were being like disruptive, they weren't being. I mean, they were definitely out of pocket. Like they were out of pocket because like it was a bet for one of them to talk to one of the women to try to see if they could get one of them to sleep with them.
Yeah, and that's the kind of shit I don't like.
Yeah, so they were absolutely out of pocket, but I recognize that. Like after the first encounter, like once I could figure out what he was trying to say, like I realized what was going on. I was like, okay, these dudes are just drunk. They stumbled into this event. They don't know what's going on.
Right.
Like, okay,
and the
whatever,
thing is, if I was them, I would have. This is why I felt a little guilty afterwards. I would have done the same shit.
Yeah,
like, we would have done that. Like me and my boy would have did the same shit. Like just like run up to like the sexiest girl because you were there, the sexiest chick. So anyway, so yeah, that was Lynn's meet and greet. Let's move on from that. What did we do on our St. Patty's Sunday fun day?
We went day drinking.
Yep, this was a vanilla experience.
Yeah, so I'm still kind of tipsy.
Well, you're drinking wine right now.
I know, but I never came all the way down.
Okay.
But yeah, we thought it would be a good day because it was so nice today. Like, you know, being outside, being in the city, day drinking is always a good idea, probably. So we went to one bar and had a beer, and then we went to the other bar. And so, like, I mean, definitely on my bucket list is flipping a vanilla couple.
Yep.
And so, and I wasn't even looking. Like, I was extra regular today. Like, I wasn't even thinking about that. Like, I had my green on, but, like, I wasn't, like, super cute or anything. There's going to be a whole side note to this. But anyway. So, we went to this other bar to get some drinks, and they were supposed to have wings, but that's a whole nother story.
They did have wings.
Eventually.
Yeah.
But we ended up getting, like, 3 wings apiece, which I think is some bullshit.
False advertising, definitely.
False fucking advertising. So there were some cute couples in there. There were some cute couples, and we did talk to one couple. One couple was cute, but they were really young, and they were like just like sitting posting by themselves. But then we talked to another couple, and it didn't really go anywhere. But like they were cool. Like they would have been cool. But there was this one chick.
Oh yeah.
This older lady who I guess was hanging out with this other group of women who are a little bit younger than her. And I mean, this is important. Like she was a white woman and she was like really friendly with us. And I was like more so friendly than anybody else in her group. And there was another black woman in her group who was friendly, but she was like really like talking to us, and like, you know, we had gone to, cause the wings didn't show up. So we were going to leave the bar to get something to eat to come back. And she was like, "Oh my God, where are you going? Like, I need to get your, like, we had only been there like maybe 20 minutes. She was like, "I need to get your contact, blah, blah, blah." And I was like, "Okay, cool, whatever." But she showed me her kids, and her kids were biracial, which told me all I needed to know. Homegirl was down with the swirl. Yes. And I thought she was going for the bomber. But little did I know, it was all about me.
She was coming after your ass.
So we get back to the bar. Like, she's like exuberantly excited to see us. And then we, you know, we get our drinks or whatever. And then she pulls me on the dance floor. She's like, come on. She was like, you got to be free. Like, she kept, that's what she kept saying. She was like, you got to be free. You got to let loose.
Oh, you didn't tell me this before. Yeah, no. I got so much to say about that. But go ahead.
She was like, you got to be free. You got to let loose. She's like, you got to dance. So, you know, we're dancing. And she starts, like, grinding on me. Like, bent over, like, ass up, head down, grinding on me. And I was like... And no one else was dancing at this point. No, it was like,
there's a few people watching though.
It was a lot of people watching, but no one else was dancing. I was like, okay, I guess we're going with this. I was like, all right, I guess this is what we're doing right now. So I mean, she was definitely cool people. But yeah, so she dancing, and like this happened multiple times, like where she was grabbing me to go dance and all that kind of stuff, you know, want me to put my hands all over her and all that kind of stuff. And I was like I wanted to take somebody home tonight, but I wasn't planning on you.
Right. Like, right. You know, I had a I talked to you about this while we were driving home last night, I think. And I was saying, you know, one of the one thing that keeps the lifestyle really going,
mm-hmm.
is the fact that there are a lot of women out there that are in relationships that want to explore their bisexual side.
Yeah.
In some ways, I think for women, it's somewhat of a privilege to be able to do that without, you know, being labeled as someone who's incapable of heterosexual relationships,
mm-hmm.
something that men can't do. But for women, it, like, there are a lot of women who just want to explore that side.
Yeah.
I don't think you're one of them. but
I explore my bisexual side.
Come on. What is it that's really bi about you?
Like, I'm attracted to women. Like, mm-hmm. I like beautiful women. I do enjoy that. Like, and I enjoy the level of play that I have with women.
Okay, and if today it just ended, would that upset you? Like, you just could not play with women in that way anymore?
I mean, I don't know if I would be upset.
The bell does not eat pussy, so let me just remind folks of that. That's where this line of questioning is coming from.
I don't know. I would be upset, but I would be like, because look, I don't know. Like, there's a thing, like, lips really get me. Like, lips, like, big, juicy, voluptuous lips on a woman get me. Mm-hmm. And, like it, I want to kiss you. Like, it's just, your lips are so, like, plump and juicy. Like, I want to kiss those lips. Like, I have those kinds of desires. Never is it, I want to eat your pussy. Like, that never crosses my mind. Like, I don't care how beautiful you are. It's never like, damn. Like, I'll be like, damn. Like, I just want to, like, suck on her face. But it's never like,
but you would, but you would, but you would want to put on, like, you would find it pleasurable to put on a strap on and fuck.
Oh,
bitch.
Yes, I would fuck the shit out of a bitch. I think I could do that. I'm pretty sure I could do that.
Okay. we have to buy a strap on.
I know, like, we just, yeah.
Okay. Well, we gotta talk about the kind of workouts you gotta do, because thrusting is a completely different.
I can throw. I've been doing hip thrusts. That's in my new workout regimen, because it isolates the gluteus.
Okay.
And I'm trying to grow my booty.
Well, that might be a good way to do it.
Let's see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Weighted hip thrust.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. And kettlebell swings. I'm doing those too.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's hardcore.
Yes, yeah. Right. Look, summer 2019, I'm trying to be out here.
Mm-hmm. No, you will be out there, girl. You're already out there.
I mean, but I'm trying to be like extra sexy.
Okay.
Like.
So speaking of extra sexy, so one thing I'll say about the little adventure we had today,
mm-hmm.
is that the Bell and I were, you know, when we go out to these little vanilla events, you know, we actually make a point to enjoy each other. And we're always surprised by people who walk up to us and tell us, you know, how cute we are and how great we are together and all that. You know, that's all very flattering. But it's also somewhat like disappointing in the sense that, you know, when we are at these places, we see other couples there
doing nothing.
They're just bored looking.
This was the sidebar that I was going to have. Yeah. Cause like, so first of all, when we go out, whether it's vanilla or lifestyle, like we're that auntie and uncle that you'd be like, oh, they in their 60s, but you still know they fucking like dancing on the floor and grinding all inappropriately and make like that's us. Like, mm-hmm. you know, we don't really care where we are. And you like to dance more than I do, but I will indulge you and dance with you until my feet hurt. But we will be out on the dance floor. But it's so crazy because, and I think, like, we haven't, at least I haven't been to a day party in a while.
I haven't either.
And it's just like this posing culture is really kind of upsetting because I've said this before. I don't know if I said it on podcast, but I said this before. I'm a club girl. I started going to the club when I was like 14, like parties, clubbing, like that's my shit. And every time I would go to the club, I would dance. Like, me and my girls would dance. And it wasn't about like trying to rub up on some dude. Like I just enjoy music and I enjoy dancing and I enjoy shaking my ass. And so like being in a place where there's good, cause this DJ was on point.
Oh yeah. He was
like
good.
The DJ was good. He really had good. Like the 90s, 2000s music playing. Like it was all good. And there was just so many people not dancing. Like, no. just posing.
They looked good, though.
They looked good. But that's the thing. Like you look so good that you can't move. Like, you too some concern about, like, sweating out your hair or sweating out your makeup or, you know, sweating out that tight fit that you can't even enjoy yourself. Right. And I just don't like it.
Right. The posing culture, we just didn't
like. I wasn't ready for it. Yeah. And I don't like it.
Yeah, there was a lot of people just sort of standing there. There weren't a lot of people dancing, but it was a crowded place. So, yeah, I mean, you know, but this was a this was a younger crowd too. So I think they just need to go through the ebbs and flows.
Yeah.
So, but we considered ourselves lucky, active, and we still got it, girl. We were moving.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, I was like, oh shit, I still got it. I'm good.
Now you're gonna be hurt tomorrow, but
nah, I'll be fine, girl. I work out. So, again, we'll put some links to my blog post in the description. So take a look at it if you're interested, and please send us your questions or issues with this problem, because we've gotten a lot of questions about it, so we know it's a pretty ubiquitous issue.
Stories, scenarios,
blackandkinkylifestyle@gmail.com.
hit us up on Twitter, Black and Kinky Lifestyle, Instagram, Black and Kinky Lifestyle.
Yes,
Facebook is still a bitch, so you can't hit us up there.
You are just so sour about that.
I am now. I'm really upset.
Just real quick, we'll be going to the Synergy Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah,
that's happening.
I still haven't seen the movie.
We have to sit down and watch that movie. It's so relevant. I urge anyone interested in this lifestyle to check out that movie, because it has some really deep messages about our misconceptions about what love, romance, and sexual desire really are, and how they play out, and they don't play out like they do in the fairy tales. Like, sexual desire, romance, and unconditional love can go in completely fucking opposite directions, and people just need to accept that shit. All right, so this is the Bell and the Bomber signing off. Thank you for listening, and stay sexy.
Subscribe. Hit us up. All right.
Peace out.
Bye. Black and kinky, black and kinky. Black and kinky lifestyle.